Summer Song by Kevin Hankes, illustrated by Laura Dronzek. The summer sun is a giant flower, and the flowers are like little suns. Little suns of all different colors. But if I had to pick one color, I'd say summer is green. Green on green on green. Summer is a green song. A song of leaves and trees and weeds and grass, lots of grass. If there is tall grass in a field and the wind blows, it sounds like music. So do the air conditioners and the fans and the sprinklers and the lawnmowers. Most of the time, birds are part of the song, in the air, up the sky. And sometimes rain and thunder are too. If you lie in the grass and you're quiet and patient and lucky, you might hear a bug song, whirring and buzzing and humming. Are there bees? Yes. Grasshoppers? Yes. Crickets? Yes. Dragonflies? Yes. And silent butterflies too. At night, are there fireflies? Sometimes. There's one, and another one, and another one, and another one. They're singing to each other without sound. When there is fog early in the morning, summer is a gray song. When you go to the beach or a lake, summer is a blue song, and when the sky is blue, too. But the green song is still there. If you slow down and think about it, you can feel the summer song. It's warm, and then hot, and then hotter. In the shade, it can be cool, or when you play with the hose. But when the days become shorter and the nights come earlier, the song changes. Summer gets bored and wants to try something new, something different. The song is turning, turning, turning. It's turning into fall. The end.